And a good evening to you, everybody. It is Wednesday night, just past 7 o'clock, and that is the sign of all signs that it is time for this week's Barry Basketball Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. And normally coach every Wednesday night. This is at Red Bones Grill in Montgomery, but they have some maintenance work, some construction going on. We'll be back there next Wednesday night. Tonight, we are in a place that we know and love, and we are here at the Bowling Alley League Night here at Washington, and Dwayne Shake and the gang, they've got us set up here in the back room, and this is a place that I can't tell you how many times I've been here over the years, and just a lot of fun.
Well, the best part about this, Mike, is over our shoulder here to the east side of the building is the big screen, and we got the Big Ten Network on, Ohio State and Northwestern, and then on the west side of the building, down on lane number 9, we got Dwayne Shake and Coach Steve Reed of the Washington Hatchets, who we're going to get to go down there and catch some of their roles here later.
We might just carry this Comrex down and do some play by play, but no, good to spend a little time with Coach Reed before just a couple weeks ago when Barry played Washington at the Hatchet House, Trey Reed was our the Build Offensive Fort Tough player of the game on the Hatchet side, and he's headed to Indiana State to play some college baseball. So congratulations to Coach and Trey.
Yeah, you know, Coach does a tremendous job there with the Washington Hatchet baseball program, and his son is an exceptional athlete. And like you said, Mike, he's going to go to Indiana State. And Coach was over here talking to us earlier, and then Dwayne came in here, and he talked about how Coach was a pretty good bowler. And I said, I can't see him being competitive at anything. So, yeah, it's you know, it's always nice to get out and about, a little bit of a change of scenery tonight. Get over here to Washington and talk to some people like Coach Reed that are great people.
Well, that's rivalry week for the Barry Vikings. That's a real tongue tire. I had some people, some kids reading the news broadcast that we do at 10:20, 2:20, and 4:20 every day for the Barry media class, and they said, why do you put rivalry week in the same sentence? It was Anna Ballingy, and she had to edit it multiple times. But we're going to get to everything that's going to go on this weekend. But first, let's a little bit of a recap. Last Friday night at the new Viking Arena, the new Kavanaugh Court, whatever you want to talk about, Evansville Modern Day comes to town. And as we were recording the Birdies, Bourbon, and Basketball podcast the other night, I had people from North Davies, had people from Lagodi saying, you know, what did Barive do for that 67-31 win? Was there some pressing? Was there some trapping? And basically I said, no, it was 32 minutes of really good man-to-man half-court defense.
Yeah, I thought our kids, Mike, like you said, played really good half-court defense. And the biggest thing that we were able to do there against a really good basketball team was contain dribble penetration. And Coach Wildeman does a tremendous job with those guys. And, you know, we had broken down all their game film up until, you know, our game on Friday night. And they were really able to get to the basket, to be able to get to the lane, break people down, make threes with their dribble drive offense. And I thought our guys did a really good job of containing dribble penetration, forcing the ball to the sidelines, which is one of the ways you got to combat the dribble drive. And then when they would go five out and do a lot of their screening action to try to get dribble penetration or getting guys up, off of staggers, I thought our guys followed the game plan defensively about as well as we could do it. And then offensively, you know, playing the game the way that we played it defensively, we were able to get out in transition. I thought we executed very well. And outside of about a four-minute stretch there in the second quarter, we had Bryson on the bench to give him a little bit of a break. Some of the things that Modern Day did with changing their defenses, outside of that four-minute stretch, I thought that was one of our better games this year.
And talk about that for a little bit. The Modern Day did go – you had Bryson out of the game for a little bit. You had Hagan picking up a second foul. I think he had Kurt out there for a little bit. Yep. Modern Day did change and went to his own defense. And it took three or four possessions to get acclimated. And even when Bryson came back in, it didn't look great for a minute. And then it seems like we got our feet on the ground a little bit. I know they hit a 35-footer heading into the halftime break.
Yeah,
but after that point, it was smooth sailing.
Absolutely. And you know, and even with that, you know, we put 31 points on the board, which is not a bad thing in the first half, even though we turned it over a couple times that I thought we made some poor passing decisions. But you know, 31 points, I'll take that in the first half in any game. But a high-powered offense like modern day, we really held them to 16 until they threw that shot in there from just inside half court. And, you know, I was really pleased defensively outside of a couple miscues we had on lunging at the ball a couple times. But it was just a really good effort. And for me as a head coach, when our guys pay attention to detail in the scouting report the way that they did, that's pretty satisfying when you can go home on a Friday night like that.
Well, that's modern day. That wraps that portion up, and I think this gets us into what everybody probably wants to hear about, and that's going to be it's rivalry week. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but, you know, let's face the fact, and let's be very clear about this, not every year is going to be like this year. I wish we could tell people to enjoy it while it's happening. Obviously, with all the restrictions, you can't enjoy it maybe, you know, to its fullest. We know that. Not every year you get invited to the Hall of Fame and to shootouts and to this and to that. But it's created a schedule logjam for both you and Aaron Ash, where you've had to make it kind of an art. And part of that logjam is this weekend. We got Lagodi on Friday night at home, and we go to the Cougar Den on Saturday to play the Buggy Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's never happened before.
No, it's never happened before, and it is what it is. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, that there's no easy wins in Indiana high school basketball. But when you have a weekend that you're going in and you're playing two teams that know you absolutely better than anybody, it's going to make it extremely difficult to win a basketball game. And, you know, last week we played Orleans, and I thought Orleans kids played extremely well, played about as well as they could play against us. They're extremely well coached. Coach Bradley's not won 350, 375 games for, you know, on an accident.
And he's going to win that many more if he wants to.
Absolutely, if he wants to. And he's got some definite talent coming. Coach Wildeman's built an exceptional culture and built upon the culture that they already had there at modern day. I think he does a tremendous job, and our kids just played really well last Friday. And I put that out on Twitter last week, that there's no easy games in Indiana high school basketball. And this weekend kind of epitomizes that. But it is what it is. And, again, I thank John Mullen there at North Davies, who's their assistant AD, and Brent Dalrymple, their AD head coach, for moving the Buggy Bowl game up to this Saturday. They didn't have to do that. They could have left it where it was at.
Yep.
But they moved it up so that we could play Heritage Hills next weekend.
Well,
and I really appreciate that from those guys.
Talking to John Mullen this summer is I think he knows, and we'll talk about that good young North Davies talent. You know, they're going to be in a position in these next couple of years where you don't know what they're going to have to face schedule-wise, and you might have to reciprocate that favor.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the days of, well, this is how it is, so we're going to do it this way, I think those days are gone. And, you know, I really appreciate John and Brent being flexible. But, you know, you talk about this being rivalry week, and it could have been the ultimate rivalry week because we were supposed to play Washington on Tuesday, but we got that game moved up, and we appreciate their flexibility for moving it up when we did, because it's allowed us to kind of concentrate our preparation on those two teams. And those two teams are really good basketball teams. I went back and I watched the Lagodi North Davies game, and I know this sounds odd to some people, but it was the third time I watched that game. And those two teams just, for a wrestling term, throwing a wrestling term here, Mike, it was a slobber knocker.
Yeah.
You know, those two teams, extremely well coached. They execute really well, ran their stuff really well against each other in the semifinal game of the old National Bank Tournament. And, you know, Lagodi ended up winning that game by two in overtime. And, you know, we're going to have to play really well. I think both teams are going to try to do some things to get us out of our comfort zone. But that's what happens. You know, that's what, you know, you want teams to do to make you better down the stretch, and then hopefully gets us playing our best basketball here at the end of February, 1st of March.
Well, in the few minutes we've got before this first break, let's talk about each of these teams. We'll start with Lagodi on Friday night, talking to Coach Wagner on Sunday night when we were recording the Birdies, Bourbon, and Basketball podcast. You know, we talked about last season and you know, both teams, you kind of throw out the kitchen sink. And the reality is, in the sectional, we played really good man-to-man defense.
We did.
We withstood a run in the season. We threw out the kitchen sink. It didn't work. Tell us about Lagodi. What do you see?
Well, like I said, they're extremely well coached. And I've known Ryan for a long time. And You know, I think his stuff is about as good as anybody's stuff as far as, you know, half-court sets, and I think he does a great job with preparing his teams as well. His kids are going to come out, and they're going to play with a lot of fire, a lot of emotion. Silas Bauer, I think, is about as good as big man as you're going to see.
Can I press pause?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this rivalry. Who's Silas Bauer going to prom with this year?
Well, he is going to prom with my daughter.
Okay, so, carry on.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, like I said, Silas Bauer is probably about as good as big man as we're going to go against this year. And he's going to be a really tough guard for Kurt to match up with, although Kurt has done a great job on some of the state's best big men. But Silas will really challenge him with his positioning. Obviously, Bledsoe is, I think, one of the top sophomore kids in the state, and I think next year he'll be a junior all-star. You know, so he presents a lot of matchup problems for us. And then the Wildman twins, and obviously I know that they've had some injuries you know, they haven't been full force, but those kids can shoot it, they can drive it. And then I think a guy that's been a real key for them, two kids that have been a key for them, Will Nante is a really good point guard. And not only is he running the show for them, but I think he's doing a tremendous job of knocking down open shots. And then you got Jace Walton, who comes in off the bench. He started at times for them. He's done a really nice job. Isaac Eagle's done a nice job for them off the bench. He came in, had a really nice game against North Davies, got the start against Brownstown. And, you know, so they present a lot of matchup problems. But at the same time, on the other end of the floor, you know, they're going to have a hard time guarding us. And so I really think, you know, and toughness is a word that you can't really quantify. But I told Rick Simler this today. I felt like last January, Ryan's kids were way tougher than we were from the start to the finish. And I felt in the sectional we were the tougher team. And I think that's what's going to happen on Friday night. And I think that's what's going to happen if we play each other in March, is a tougher team will win.
Let's talk about last year in the season. You know, quite frankly, it was a Ligoti team that had not beaten Bar Eve in a while. And they were ready to do it, and on that night in the regular season, they just flat out got the job done.
Absolutely, and like you said earlier, we tried a lot of different things, and I think that's one of the things you have to do in regular season games, is you have to do things to see how teams are going to react to it. We tried to press them early to speed them up, to get them out of their comfort zone, because, you know, if they are able to execute in the half court, and they're able to come out and run some clock and spread you out four corners, and go, you know, Jack Butcher basketball. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, because if that's the way that you need to execute to beat teams, then that's the way you got to play the game. And, you know, right now, I don't think they want to get in a game that's, 84 feet with us. And that's the type of game that they were able to make that game in January. I thought they were able to really be tough against us in the half court. I thought they defended us tougher than we defended them in the half court. And, you know, they were able to come out on top there in January. And then, obviously, in the sectional game, we got off to a great start. Obviously got into some foul trouble and weren't able to pull away the way we wanted to. But, yeah, it's a team on Friday night that we're going to have to come out, be very well prepared for. I think our coaching staff has done a good job of that this week. And, you know, we're ready to play. And it is what it is. Like you said, Mike, it's, you know, it's a different time. It's a different season. And, you know, you're going to have immediate family there on Friday night. You have a lot of people watching from afar, whether it's on the Bari media page or it's on the IHSA.
We're just going to talk about the Bari media page.
Yeah, the Bari media page or other media outlets. I don't want to get out too far in front of myself on that. But it is what it is, but at the end of the day, you're playing basketball, and we're tremendously fortunate to be doing that because, like we said earlier, our kids could be in Illinois or Michigan and not playing right now.
All right, we're going to talk about North Davies when we come back. We're live. It's the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. We're normally at Red Bones on Wednesday night. They've got some construction going on. We're at the Washington Bowling Alley getting ready to eat a stromboli, and really excited to be here in its rivalry week, Bar Eve, taking on North Davies and Ligoti this weekend. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll be back after this timeout.
Here's Charlene, a resident at the Ketchum Memorial Center in Odin, talking about her experience at Ketchum Memorial.
This nursing home's always been a part of my life. I always known it was a good nursing home. I knew that they took good care of people. They always seen that everybody was taken care of. They were always clean. Everybody's here that I know I like. Every morning when I go out to breakfast, there's certain everybody that's there. I go around and say good morning to them and hold their hand. But he wants to hold my hand, so it's a man, so why not? I may be 85, but I haven't fell in the creek yet.
For more details, call the Ketchum Memorial Center in Odin at 812-636-4920.
Are you looking for work? Purdue Farms in Washington is looking for you. Join the winning team now at Purdue Farms. Purdue is looking for general laborers with a shift to meet your needs, competitive salary, benefits, and an on-site medical center. Why wait? Apply online right now at purdue.com/careers. Don't delay. Start your new job today at Purdue Farms in Washington with current openings immediately on all shifts. Purdue is an equal opportunity employer.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it. With new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever. So you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested, because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
Considered the league's most prestigious honor, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have not only exhibited excellence on the field, but whose passion to impact lives extends beyond the game.
I see you, baby. Good stuff, man.
And has led them to leave a positive legacy in their communities.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love this, man.
It takes all of us to make a difference. Learn about this year's nominees at NFL.com/Man of the Year.
Hindsight is 2020. 2020 was a brutal year with a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, economy, unemployment. What can we control? Our job, our career. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
You took an antacid, and now your frequent heartburn's back. Stop heartburn before it begins with Prilosec OTC. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source for 24 hours, so you can extinguish heartburn before it starts. Make the switch to Prilosec OTC today and live heartburn-free. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
And back for the second segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show alongside the coach of the Bari Vikings, Josh Thompson. I'm Mike DeCourcy. And, Coach, we left off segment one talking about the Lagodi Lions. Segment two, North Davis Cougars.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the Nante kid being a much-improved point guard for Lagodi and being a tough guard and trying to keep him out of the lane. But I think North Davis starts with Jalen Mullen. And Jalen, I thought, was one of the top point guards in the southern part of the state last year. You know, just does a great job of running their offense for Coach Dalrymple, whether that be some of their delay stuff that they do or their sets. But he does a great job of getting into the lane. When he gets into the lane, he can score it. And if you foul him, he shoots a tremendous percentage from the free throw line. Last year, I think he shot 93-94% from the free throw line. This year, he's been their motor. And you know, whether that's setting up the Wilson kids or Loniger, you know, Jalen Mullen is a fantastic point guard. And then we talk about the Wilson twins. Both those guys can beat you off the dribble. They can both shoot it. But we're going to have to do a really good job of keeping Jalen out of the lane on Saturday night to give ourselves an opportunity. And, you know, one of the things that North Davies does a tremendous job with is controlling tempo. And so for us to be successful on Saturday night, we're going to have to do a good job of controlling tempo ourselves, whether that be with the basketball or whether that be defensively and trying to speed them up. And, you know, I'm not giving out any secrets at all there. I think if we play the game in the 30s or the 40s, then North Davies has a chance to beat us. And I think if we play the game in the 60s, then I think it becomes extremely difficult for them to be able to play with us.
And that's what I, you know, talking to some of the people on their coaching staff, and maybe they're, you know, bought and sold on the way that they think they need to play. And I think against any team, early offense is the key. And I think North Davies, from what I've seen this year, they've ran good early offense. When they get a good stop, you know, Jalen or, yeah, you know, one of the Wilsons, they get it out. They really take care of the basketball. They take good shots. And I think they are a team that can play.
They do.
In the 50s or 60s if they would want to.
If they have to, and if they want to, they can do that. You know, and that's the thing that I think Brent doesn't get enough credit for is, you know, he's a lot like Ron McBride in the fact that he can control tempo and not control tempo defensively, but offensively he can really control the tempo of the game. And, you know, we played them last year in the ONB championship game, and we went back and we broke down the film, and they got us to the point where the ball was going through the basket for them, and there was two or three times where it took us 4 seconds to get to the ball to take it out. And, you know, you almost get lulled into that. And so what we talked about is even when they make, we have to get it out. We have to get it in quick, and we have to go. And, you know, when you have to defend for 40, 50 seconds, you give up a shot, it's like, oh, dang it, you know. But that's when you have to go, when the other team's, you know, getting back in transition. And that's one of the things that I really had to learn early as a head coach is how important the transition side of the game is, whether it's offensive or defensive transition, how important that part of the game is, because it's not just X's and O's in a half court offensively and defensively. Transition offense, transition defense, for most people, the average fan, they just don't get that part of the game.
Yeah, and certainly it's you talk about that 4 seconds and that's exactly right. Is you know, that early offense, sometimes the most open you're ever going to get is after a lot of times that first pass in transition.
Yeah.
And once you give that pass up, you can run 45 seconds offense and you're never going to be that open again.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the guys that I love to break down stuff that he does is Jay Wright at Villanova. And we don't run as much four out, one in motion as my teams at Vincennes did and some of what we did the first couple years I was at Bar Eve. But one of the things Coach Wright always talks about is the fact that you're never more open than when you first catch the ball. And really, in transition, you know, Stacy Meyer, who's one of the high school coaches that I absolutely admire, that coaches at Greensburg, you know, Stacy talks about transition into motion. And you have to be on the attack. And it's not that you have to be, you know, trying to score in the first 7 seconds when you cross the half-court line every single time. But if you're not on the attack and you don't put the defense of it at a disadvantage in those situations in transition, it can become very difficult to score. And we're going to play two teams this week in Ligoti on Friday and North Davies on Saturday that are really, really sound defensively. And if you don't attack early, sometimes you don't get opportunities that you want.
All right. Well, give us real quick here before we head into our last segment. What do we have to do, two or three things, to beat North Davies on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think both games, Friday and Saturday, I think we got to control tempo. And that's easier said than done. And last year against North Davies, I felt like two of the three games, even though we were able to come out on top, they were able to control tempo. And we need to really do a good job of doing that. I think against both teams, we've got to contain dribble penetration. Against North Davies, the thing that we've got to do is we got to keep Jalen Mullen out of the lane. And if we don't do a good job of keeping Jalen out of the lane, he makes every single guy on their team a lot better.
All right. Well, we always have a lot of fun in the third segment, and we've talked parenting. We've talked wrestling. What else have we talked about in the third segment here over the coaches show?
We've talked life in general.
Life in general. And we're going to take a 30-second timeout. And when we come back, I always put Coach Thompson on the spot in segment number three. And I'm not going to reveal it to you, but segment number three is going to be a lot of fun here tonight. So, Coach Thompson, get yourself prepped. Segment three coming up, 30 seconds, Bar Eve. It's rivalry week. Ligoti and North Davies, Friday night at home, Saturday night in the Cougar Den. We'll take a 30-second timeout. When we come back, Segment number three, we'll wrap it up. Back to the Washington.
Weather brought to you by Troy Stahl at Fort Knox Investment Management.
If you're searching for financial independence, you've come to the right place. Call the investment professionals at 812-254-3375. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
And back for the final segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show every Wednesday night. Typically, we are at Bar Eve every Wednesday night, or not at Bar Eve, but we are at Red Bones every Wednesday night. And Red Bones undergoing some construction, some different maintenance issues, but we'll be back there next Wednesday night. As we always talk about, Larry, Cindy, the whole gang, the whole crew at Red Bones. We're about a two nights a week on average food from Red Bones family. Josh Thompson, where are you at on that?
I'm right there with you. You know, on Saturday we didn't have a game, and we ended up getting takeout on Saturday night. Our boys love the chicken fingers, chicken fries, and chicken fingers and fries there, and they love the cheese pizza. So we were able to get some takeout there on Saturday night, and they, like my wife, are big time introverts, so they love staying at home. Well, so they love getting the takeout that Cindy prepares back there in the kitchen.
And that's great, and it's a nice night. We're on Friday night after that Mater Dei game, you and I and several people, we went down into that back room, and you got the tenderloin, we got some pizza, and we talked about the game for 45 minutes or an hour. And the reality is it was kind of like taking a deep breath and talking to Barry Principal Jeff Doyle. It was almost like normal for just a few minutes.
No, it was. And, you know, that's one of the things that I have loved about coaching at Bar Eve is having opportunities to do things like that with Albert post-game and really getting to, you know, kind of pick his brain. And he'll talk about the history of not just Bar Eve basketball. I mean, that's the thing I love about Albert. He talks about the history of the school, the history of the community, stuff like that, and just sitting in those opportunities and being able to pick his brain, listen to his stories. I love those times.
All right, last segment, we always try to do something fun. Tonight, well, we are living in the United States of America in 2020 and 2021, and I mentioned this to you a couple weeks ago, Coach, and I don't know if you had a clue that it was coming or not tonight, but your favorite conspiracy theory.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hit you from a lot of different angles here.
Can I hit you with mine first?
I want to hear it.
Set everything up. My favorite conspiracy theory is a common one, but the fact that the JFK assassination was most definitely a government hit.
Well, I was gonna hit on that one myself.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, when I was coaching at Wood Memorial, Larry Allstott, who is the director of the Parks and Recreation at Huntingburg now, he was a business teacher at Wood Memorial. And we would literally talk conspiracy stuff every single day at lunch. And, you know, one of my favorite parts of my day was to talk and to eat lunch with Larry and listen to what he talked about that day as far as a conspiracy that was going on in the world. We talked about, you know, the Clinton conspiracies surrounding different people that had disappeared, that had been associated with the Clintons. One day I vividly remember that he came in and he tried to convince me that President Barack Obama was actually Osama bin Laden. So that was a great one. You know, and I love Larry to death, and he's great.
Yeah.
But those were some of the things that we would talk about at lunch. You know, with the Kennedy assassination, I think one of the greatest conspiracies is the Warren Commission and their report that they've tried to convince the public that was a solo gun assassination there by Lee Harvey Oswald. And there's no doubt in my mind that there were multiple gunmen involved in that. And so I would agree with you.
And one of them could have been Woody Harrelson's father. But
it could have been. Who went to Hanover College,
yes,
by the way.
That's right, Indiana. Go
yes,
Rangers.
Absolutely. And so but my greatest conspiracy is the moon landing.
No, oh, my.
No one can convince me, and I'm being very honest here, no one can convince me that in 1969 we landed on the moon. I just, you know, it's unfathomable that, you know, 51 years later, that if we went there one time, why haven't we went back? That's just me. that's just me. But again, you know, again, JFK, you know, go America, go NASA. I appreciate the fact that we thought we went there, but nobody can convince me that we actually landed there in 69.
All right, so the moon landing, yeah, that's one that when we get into that in my classes, it's always a favorite. Well, Coach, any last messages to Viking Nation? Big weekend, and normally we would say we need people support. Yeah. Obviously, we can't get it. It's going to be a situation where 95.9, 101.3, Bari Media page. We're going to bring all the action to you and send your prayers and good thoughts. I mean,
absolutely, and just, you know, thoughts and prayers for continued health. And like we talked about today in our team meeting and Bible study, we're just tremendously thankful for the opportunities that we're getting. You know, right before the first break, we talked about kids in Michigan and Illinois are not even able to play basketball, and the fact that we're going to play Ligoti on Friday night, we're going to play North Davies on Saturday night. Obviously, I want to win. I'm a competitor. But the fact that we're playing basketball is just a tremendous blessing, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate everybody that's tuning in on the Bari Media page and listening to you guys on the general and tuning in to support these kids. We just appreciate Viking Nation and all their support.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us again tonight. Catch us next Wednesday as we are back at Red Bones. We're at the Washington Bowling Center tonight. Food here is outstanding. The lanes are open, and certainly stop by whether it's tomorrow night, this weekend, and if you got some free time. Great family fun here at the old Kingpin Bowling, and if you just want to come here and grab a little food, go ahead and do that too.
Well, Mike, like I told you when I walked in this place, I said it's a good thing I coach basketball because I could probably spend a lot of time in a place like this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So for Bari basketball coach Josh Thompson, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings with a double weekend. Bar Eve and Ligoti on Friday night, and Bar Eve and North Davies on Saturday night in the Buggy Bowl. Friday night's at home, Saturday night is on the road. Stay tuned to 101.3, 95.9, the Bar Eve media page for any announcements about this weekend. And until then, we will catch you. God bless and go Vikings. Good night, everybody.